morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, March 22nd, 2018. We have 18 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got combined seas on the Columbia River bar today around 3 to 5 feet. They're going to build to about 8 feet during those max ebb current times, one happening around 8:45 this morning and another one around 9:15 this evening. So every 12 hours, we have an ebb on the bar, on the Columbia River bar, which is that area right at the mouth of the river. Kind of a dangerous time to be on the water there. We have a small craft advisory overall in our marine weather forecast in effect through Friday afternoon, and a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect from this afternoon through Friday evening. Hazardous seas means seas 10 feet or higher, and when you often see those advisories for winds and waves together because the wind's blowing 20 to 34 knots, in this case, nautical miles per hour, will eventually whip the waves up and get them. The more longer the wind blows over that open stretch of Pacific, the higher the waves get. Overall, in our marine weather forecast, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots today, rising to 20 to 25, gusting to 30 knots. Wind waves from the southwest 4 feet high at about 5 seconds apart, and northwest swells 6 feet at 12 seconds. We have rain late and then showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms over our waters this afternoon. And today we're going to be talking about why and how drones, automated remote-controlled drones and rescue aircraft, why they don't mix, and about an incident where a drone got a little too close to a Coast Guard helicopter. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders, 8 in the Astoria anchorage, Astoria and Rice anchorages, and 6 outbounders heading down river and out to sea. The Medi Newport is our first inbounder today. South Korea, arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. Interesting today, just a little overview of our ships. We have 18 of them. 15 of them are bulk carriers that are coming in to pick up wheat. And we have another bulk carrier that's here to pick up, that's handling bentonite clay, and another one that's handling petcoke. But it just shows you what a big, big wheat portal we are here on the Columbia River, that so much wheat goes out to the world. A lot of food goes out from the Columbia River to the rest of to ports, usually on the other side of the Pacific. So we have the Medi Newport. She's a wheat ship, the Golden Daisy, arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be there at about 10:30 this morning, is also a wheat ship. The MP Ultramax, arriving from Japan, also headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be there maybe around 1 p.m., another wheat carrier. The Slavyanka is arriving from Rotterdam. She's headed for Longview. She's a log ship. And then we have, in the Astoria anchorage, the FD Vittoria Raiola is headed for Vancouver to pick up wheat. The Belle Island is awaiting orders. The Pañata K, the Pacific Constant, the Omicron Light, the Cavio Alcyon, the Falmouth Bay, and the Energy G. They're all awaiting orders in the Astoria or the Rice Island anchorage. They're all waiting to go up and pick up wheat. It's really interesting. Right now, we have a real big concentration today. And there's always wheat ships scattered among our complement of ships for the day, but not often do we have so many at once that are all wheat carriers. Outbounders, we have the Kenura leaving Kalama, probably wheat on board there. The articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance, she's a Crowley-owned domestic flagged vessel. She's carrying refined petroleum. The New Boundary is heading out of Portland with wheat on board at around maybe 6 p.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around midnight. The Peterborough is leaving Kalama with wheat on board around 6 p.m. That means around 11 p.m. she might pass Astoria outbound. The Spring Progress is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board maybe around 7 p.m., so maybe around 1 a.m. tomorrow morning, passing Astoria. And the Jules Point is leaving Longview with petcoke on board. She'll be heading out around 10 p.m., so about 3.5 hours later, she will pass Astoria outbound. Well, today I want to talk to you about something that's kind of a distressing story from the Northwest News Network. I'll just play it for you. It's our reporter Tom Bonsi. Here's the lead. A Coast Guard helicopter came within 50 feet of colliding with a drone over Port Angeles, Washington last weekend. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
The Coast Guard says an aircrew was doing low-altitude training exercises near the city airport when it had to take evasive action. Lieutenant Commander Brent Schmadeke says a near miss with a drone has not happened before in the 2 years he's been at Air Station Port Angeles.
With the increasing popularity of model aircraft and drones for personal use, you know, taking pictures and recordings and whatnot, I could only see it happening more.
It's illegal to fly a drone within 5 miles of an airport unless the airport authority and control tower give permission. Schmadeke says the errant drone operator in this case could not be located. An FAA database of dangerous incidents involving unmanned aircraft systems includes one other recent case involving a Coast Guard rescue helicopter, that one in San Diego. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.
And a little more on this story. Schmadeke said the aircrew told him after landing safely that they were flying at 300 to 400 feet when they saw what they thought was a bird. It turned out it was not a bird. It was a drone, a copter, a quadcopter drone, Schmadeke said in an interview. They were close enough for the pilot to be familiar with the model and make of the drone. They were very concerned, the operations officer continued. They were able to maneuver to avoid it. Saturday's near miss involved a Coast Guard MH-65 Dolphin rescue helicopter, the workhorse model for the air stations along the U.S. West Coast. And just a little aside from me, there are those helicopters here at Air Station Astoria. The Federal Aviation Administration's voluminous database of dangerous incidents involving unmanned aircraft systems, drones, includes one other recent case involving a Coast Guard helicopter. The pilot of an MH-65 Dolphin sighted a small drone at the same altitude of 300 feet. While on landing approach in San Diego last summer, the Coast Guard pilot did not need to take evasive action. The San Diego Police Department responded on the ground but couldn't locate the drone operator. The FAA says reports from pilots, citizens, and law enforcement about airspace violations by drones have increased dramatically. The agency now fields more than 100 such reports every month. So here's a tip if you are a drone operator. The FAA and industry partners are promoting the use of a smartphone app called Before You Fly. Which gives drone operators situational awareness and shows airspace restrictions in the vicinity of the user's location. So that app is B4, the capital letter U-F-L-Y. So something good to download on your phone if you're a drone operator, because it is really great to have fun as long as we can do it safely. I want to thank some people who have called during this hour on the Ship Report. Scott from Astoria, thank you so much for your support for the Ship Report, and Amy and Mike from Olympia. They listened in Manzanita. Thank you so much for your support of the Ship Report. Well, I'm going to take it out. We're going to take it out and talk a little more about Pledge Drive. Thank you so much for listening to the Ship Report. And have a wonderful day.